Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
Before you take your next sip of water, consider the source. Del Mar County now has a choice, McClellan Mountain Spring Water. Delivered to your home or office in 3 or 5 gallon spill-proof bottles, McClellan Mountain Spring Water is proudly BPA-free. We're so confident you'll love our water, the first month is free. From our home delivery to our custom-labeled bottled water, McClellan Mountain Spring Water is your local choice for the purest water. For your health and the health of the planet, call McClellan Mountain Spring Water at 268-0254 today.
The other day, I talked to a friend who'd recently returned from Alaska, where he had been hunting. He said hunting was poor because the winter is hanging on. Even the bears were still hibernating. I commented on our late winter, then caught myself. It's not a late winter. It's the absence of spring. Even though summer's just around the corner, spring hasn't stirred, let alone gotten out of bed. I don't know how the gloomy weather affects you, but being from sunny Southern California, it makes me depressed. If you think the weather's bad here, I lived in Northern Scotland for 3 cold years and learned a term the Scots have for enduring cold, miserable days. Dreich. It means long, drawn out, tedious, and dreary. Too many dreich days would make even the Scots depressed, and you could hardly blame them for inventing scotch, because unless you're into ice climbing, on a dreich day there is little else to do. So, where is global warming when we need it? I think global warming could work to our advantage here. Gaining a few degrees each year, soon we'd have a Santa Barbara climate. Of course, the seas might rise, which is too bad for those who live at Samoa, but since I live in Cotton, I'd have coastal property and a Mediterranean climate. We'd have million-dollar homes just like coastal SoCal. So give me that hydrocarbon-filled SoCal air that you can taste in your mouth and cut with a knife. Greenhouse gas has got to be good for something. Well, global warming is not likely to happen soon enough for my frozen bones, so until it pushes our temps up, we'll have to fend off seasonal affective disorder by all means possible. Personally, I can make it through the month of December because there's Christmas, January because there's a new year, and February because there's good skiing and a president's holiday. But when it is still cold and windy in April and May and June, that's it. My fragile Southern Cal soma psyche goes into meteorological shock. I curse the weather gods and threaten to move to Palm Springs. It's empty threat. But the annual catharsis is soothing. Another tack encountering the Humboldt Blues is to get into the car and drive east. Many a day we have left the coast under gloom and fog at 55 degrees and going up the hill, watch the temperature climb every mile, arriving at the Trinity River to sunshine and 90 degrees. But Memorial Day, we left Eureka at 59 degrees and driving up to Highway 299 found the thermometer going down and down. At Berry Summit, it was 47, windy and cloudy. Certain that old man Winter was laughing at us, we almost turned around. But no, with steely determination, we pressed on and down into Willow Creek, where it was only partly cloudy and partly windy. Indeed, it was too cold to go to the river unless you like sunbathing in a 7-mil wetsuit. So we stayed at the park, and with time, slowly we began to unpeel our pile jackets. In a couple of hours, the temp was about 65 degrees, which is almost enough to send Humboldt natives into paroxysms of heat stroke. Not me. I bowed to the sun, cursed the clouds, and every particle of airborne H2O. Alas, at 5 p.m., we headed back to Eureka. Still depressed? Heck no. I'm filled with the hope that whether or not the weather knows it, summer is coming. This has been Dan Price for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.